This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Memorial Day weekend edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio. To all of our great radio affiliates out there, all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. And of course, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. The over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, coast-to-coast and border-to-border, and, of course, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail. And our suicide jockeys, now you know who you are, hauling all the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, we don't want to forget our Amazon warehouse workers listening right now and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow the program and follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, folks. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And of course, this is Memorial Day weekend, and as Captain Matt Bruce always does at the beginning and the top of the hour of each program, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And this Memorial Day weekend, of course, it does take on even added significance. So I invite you to recite the pledge wherever you are and recite it along with me right now. Ready? Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, folks, Captain Matt always reminds us that we emphasize those two words, under God, as our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, of course. And a lot of people, of course, are going to be getting a three-day weekend. Monday's going to be a holiday, of course. But as I was talking with Captain Matt just last hour, and what was a very powerful segment, I think, talking about the significance of Memorial Day and that we remember those that have fallen. And, you know, Memorial Day has its origins in something called Decoration Day. This was happening in the years following the Civil War. It became an official federal holiday back in 1971. And, you know, when you think about the families, you think about those who lost their loved ones, it's really, really something. It's not something that you can easily imagine unless you've gone through it. And so we are thinking about those families, and we're thinking about the sacrifices of those who did give their lives for this country. And as I mentioned, it started out as Decoration Day, and again, just after the Civil War, they'd go out and they would do just that. They'd decorate the headstones and so forth of the, I believe, of the Confederate soldiers. And of course, it became more universal over time, and it's a time to remember the unity that we have now in our country as well, as we honor all of our dead, all of our fallen. But you know, folks, we do want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call in, and if you have a particular Memorial Day perspective or a particular story that you might want to talk about, and I think we might have a caller right now coming in on the system. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tell you what, your volume turned off on me, and I could barely hear you in the background for the last hour. I can't even hear what the voices are saying.
Okay, well, we will check on that, sir. We will definitely check on
that. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Please.
Okay.
I'm listening, but I can't hear nothing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we'll check on that for the technical aspect of that. We appreciate when people let us know if there could be some kind of issue, but we will definitely check on that. All right, folks. We are broadcasting here on the Memorial Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, we do want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. If you have something that you'd like to say about Memorial Day. But, you know, when you think about Memorial Day, we think about their heroes. These are heroes that never came home, maybe were laid to rest in a foreign land. Think about World War II and France and so forth. But each sacrifice combines with all the others to mean something that each one of us now has the ability to live our lives and pursue the happiness spoken about in the Declaration. So it is a solemn day, but it's about those that love their country so much that they laid down their lives. They gave their last full measure, and that generations could bask in the freedom that is America. Our lives, our love, our success, and our future is something that I think would make these heroes proud. Thank you for giving us this freedom that we so cherish. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along in the overnight hours. 1-877-969-8600 is the number. Kyle Warren sitting in for the Captain. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff. We appreciate that. Folks, welcome back to the program. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along in the overnight hours on the weekend edition. 1-877-969-8600 is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. We certainly would love to hear from you for whatever is on your mind as we head into this weekend. And yes, it is Memorial Day weekend. And as I was just talking about in the previous segment there, it is a very solemn day, a solemn time of remembrance. And I know that a lot of people are going to begin getting together with their families, with their friends, and they're going to get a day off of work in most cases. Not everybody, by the way, I think, is getting Memorial Day off. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope that you have a good chance to have some relaxation and, of course, that all-important reflection and remembrance of those that gave their lives such that we could have our freedom. It's just as simple as that. All right. This from AP. Former special counsel John Durham is scheduled to testify before a House committee next month about his recently completed report on the FBI's investigation of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Durham is due to appear on June 20. In a closed-door session with the House Intelligence Committee and will testify publicly the following day before the House Judiciary Committee, according to a person who discussed the dates on the condition of anonymity because they had not been publicly announced. Durham was appointed, of course, in 2019 by then-Attorney General William Barr to investigate possible government mistakes and misconduct in the investigation into potential ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. The Russia, Russia, Russia. And we found out it was fake, 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 didn't we? You know, it's really interesting because if you had found out that, or if it had been a Republican scheme, let's say, Republican scheme, to create the dossier, which then linked the presidential candidate to a foreign power that they were colluding with, that they were doing all this stuff with, And it turned out to not only just be, fantastical, but it turned out that, well, this was deliberately done, of course, and here's the trail that proves it, and on. Can you imagine not only just what the Democrats would be saying, but what the media would be saying as well? They would be absolutely going bonkers about this stuff, and they wouldn't let it up. And it would be, well, the Republican Party, you've got to get rid of all leadership in the Republican Party, and anybody who's been elected as a Republican is probably tied to this anyway, and it would go on and on and on. But the Clinton campaign and those who created this Russia nonsense, it's all going to be a lot of, what? I don't know. Huh? What? Why are you talking to me? You know? But again, it may not result in any kind of a prosecution or anybody, you know, no heads rolling and this kind of thing. But what it will result in, my friends, is the American voter, and especially the American voter who's maybe part of the swing voter group, the independents and so forth. They're going to see this, and they see it as a dirty trick. And the American people, I think, they don't like, I mean, they understand politics is rough and tumble. You know, I don't have any illusions about that. It's rough and tumble, all right. But it's definitely goes beyond the pale when it becomes these kinds of dirty tricks that, again, take years to uncover or to investigate, and millions of dollars to do it, to find out what we already knew going into it. Especially with all the stuff about the Steele dossier. But you know what really, really infuriates me is that how everything became this just a self-fulfilling prophecy, like a bandwagon. And you had people like Adam Schiff, you know, saying, well, there's all this evidence. You know, it's like Russia. It's all there. You just got to look around you. And you got to see. I shudder to think, what does Adam Schiff see when he looks around? I don't know. He sees it all. But it's not there, right? So I don't know, maybe, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. So once again, folks, we do want to know what you had to think about all this stuff. 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine as we move through the weekend edition here, hour number two. And, by the way, again, a lot of people will be hearing this throughout the weekend on a lot of different stations. And I always hear the captain talking about his particular love for this program on the weekend, because that was, I believe he talks about it's the one that started it all and so forth. And so it really is. It's a real treat. The Saturday program always feels a little bit different than throughout the week. So we let our hair down a little bit more on Saturday, I think. So, but at any rate, we're having fun. And if you'd like to join in, 1-877-969-8600. Now, speaking of Russia, see this transition here? I think it's pretty great. This transition from Russia to guess what Russia's doing now. Russia is now moving ahead with the deployment of tactical nukes in Belarus. This from Reuters. Russia moved ahead on Thursday with a plan to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. It's no big deal. It's fine. It's just all normal. Whose leader said the warheads were already on the move. And the Kremlin's first deployment of such bombs outside Russia since the 1991 fall of the Soviet Union. Oh, brother. Okay. Well, you know, I remember that day when that time period, and especially the day when the Berlin Wall came down. So that seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? It really does. But, you know, in some ways it's not really. But this is significant, right? Because what has Vladimir Putin been trying to do this whole time? And what's his end game here? Well, you know, to some degree, for lack of a better terminology for this, he wants to put the old Soviet Union back together again, at least what he can of it. This is obviously behind the whole Ukraine thing, in addition to I'm scared of NATO and it's too close. But even insofar as that, well, that's back when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. And so he is trying to cobble all that together.
he's got delusions of grandeur, which in and of itself I think is very alarming and scary because, you know, he's willing to do anything. In fact, when the invasion began of Ukraine, I remember being on the program with Captain Matt Bruce, and we were talking about this, and I simply said that, you know, I think in some way, shape, or form, Vladimir Putin wants to be Vlad the Great. He wants to go down in history as Vlad the Great. Whether that means he invades his neighboring countries now and takes them over, and there's no real resistance per se, and he accomplishes it, well, then he's Vlad the Great, right? And he can say, I am Vlad the Great. But then if it all goes south, at, like we're seeing in Ukraine, and then eventually it results in some kind of much larger conflagration, and he goes down in a blaze of glory, then he'll still think to himself, either way, I'm Vlad the Great, because they will always carry the torch of Vladimir Putin, who tried to put the thing back together again. So that's crazy time, right? That, in my view, I don't know how you deal with a person like that. Because what should keep leaders, I use that term loosely when it comes to Vladimir Putin, when you have the term leader and they're willing to go through all this, what we're seeing happening in Ukraine, in the face that this is not going to work the way you think it is, and he keeps doing it anyway, you know, how do you deal with somebody like that? Well, you can't. That's why our own leadership in the world is so very important, because if we don't have that solid leadership, if we don't have the hand on the tiller that are not only our allies but our enemies or our opponents or our rivals or whatever the case may be these days, we'll just say our enemies because Russia is not necessarily our friend, right? They have to know that we are there, that we're not going to let this kind of thing happen. Why do you think they waited for Biden? Why do you think they waited for Biden? Because I thought Trump was the one that was colluding with Russia, but of course we found out that that was a lie. But one would think, well, while Trump was president, this all should have happened. Because why? Because Trump would have set him up to do it. Trump would have teed up Ukraine for him and so forth. But that didn't happen, did it? Nope, nope, nope. They waited until Biden was there, because they know that Biden would probably start to split hairs. Well, was it a minor incursion? What was it? Well, now we know. It was a full-scale invasion. Folks, stay right there. We're right back, right after the bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. As debt negotiations drag on in Washington, one big hurdle left to cross is the issue of stricter work requirements in the budget agreement. On Friday, the Treasury Department warned the U.S. could run out of funding by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. J.P. Morgan Chase is telling 1,000 First Republic Bank employees they're being let go. This comes just weeks after America's largest bank bought First Republic. Consumer spending is up. New numbers released Friday show consumer spending rose 0.8% in April, double what was expected by analysts. Prices at the gas pump are holding steady as the holiday weekend gets underway. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Available on GCN.
America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
That's right. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. 1-877-969-8600 is the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program. And we hope that you are having a great morning or a great day or great evening wherever you are, because you might be hearing this program at different times during the day or night. So once again, go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we'd like to hear from you. That is for sure. All right. So once again, there's a lot to talk about. And right now, of course, with the debt ceiling continuing to be one of the front and center issues in the news, we know that the Treasury Secretary has now set a potential default deadline. That's what it is. It's the potential default deadline, and that's June the 5th. And so it's, you know, I'm hearing this being reported as, well, it's a few more days to negotiate. But I'm wondering how much negotiation is really going on here in the strict sense. And that is, of course, now it may just become sort of a face-saving thing. That is going on, because over at the White House, you know, they've been telling us for so long. In fact, I think we have this queued up. Let's listen briefly to Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House, and she's going to tell us about how they've been trying to explain to us for a long time that that it's really crucial about the debt ceiling raising. Let's listen in.
I do want to be clear here. Averting default is the responsibility of every single member of Congress.
Okay, stop right there. Averting the default is the responsibility of every single member of Congress. You see, this is just from a couple of days ago, but it's framing this whole thing like this is just about everybody having just do their job. Do their job because there's going to be this huge Armageddon, and it has nothing to do with the fact that most people in this country actually do want some kind of spending cuts. Let's continue.
Think about what's at stake here. And that's what we've been doing. We've been laying out for weeks, for months, what is at stake.
Okay, stop right there. What is at stake? We've been laying it out for weeks and for months. What is at stake? Well, we know that the debt limit is going to be raised. We know that the United States is not going to default on its debt. So it's this game that's being played, but the game that they're playing is the same game they play all the time. And that is, it's all about the messaging. It's all about the setting up. It's as if anybody who would say, well, yeah, we need to raise the debt limit, we probably will, and of course we will, but there are some other things that are happening here in terms of spending at the federal level that maybe we could, look at. Maybe we could, look at these things and figure out where we might be, wasting money. And this whole setup that she's doing is only designed to make you look like you're some kind of, all you want to do is just default on the debt, and you just want there to be an economic catastrophe, and you want to start a recession, and you want to do all this stuff. And I do think that they hedge their bets, ladies and gentlemen. I do think they hedge their bets, because if they're on the outside chance there could be a default, and there is a recession, a large recession, then they would say, do you see why? Because we told you already that we default on the debt and there's going to be a recession. It's not our fault. Let's continue.
A default would have catastrophic impact.
Catastrophic impact.
In every single part
of this country.
Whether you're in a red state.
Whether you're in a red state.
Or in a blue state.
Or in a blue state.
It doesn't matter.
Every single part of the country.
We're talking about millions of jobs lost.
Millions of jobs.
Devastated retirement accounts.
And
a recession.
A recession. See, told you so. Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. Right? here's the thing. Number one, I want to tell you that Corinne Jean-Pierre right there, she's reading the sacred words from the sacred binder. Okay? And she has been given these words from, the oracle or something. There's probably an oracle behind the press briefing room that pontificates things or presents the binder with the sacred words. And then she comes out and then she reads the sacred words, because she is actually looking down at her binder this whole time doing that. So, it seems to me that they know that this whole thing was coming, but again, they simply use this as a setup. Let's continue.
We've also heard some House Republicans refer to preventing default as the only concession they are willing to make. But preventing a catastrophic default is not a concession. It's their job.
There you go. It's their job. Because remember, it's catastrophic. But all these words, yes, you could attach these words to the notion that you'd have a default, but I think the people who write the oracle that writes the sacred words that are read by Corinne Jean-Pierre, she reads the sacred words from the sacred binder, they all know that this is not going to happen. But it's just theater. That's really all it is. It's just theater. So that it all runs down to the wire. It's these MAGA Republicans who are trying to destroy the economy and hold it hostage. See, that's another buzz phrase, right? They're holding it hostage. They're not holding it hostage. And I think, especially as we're seeing these polls that are indicating that the American people do want to have some kind of movement on spending, well, I think the White House is having to soften up a little bit on that. Then it becomes a face-saving thing. You know, and or they'll say, well, you know, we had to do this because I can't have a devastating default or a catastrophic default that is going to affect every red state and a blue state. And on it goes. So, no, I'm not trying to be silly. I'm just I'm listening to her earlier and I'm thinking, well, you know, this again, this is just theater. And it's bad theater, and it's theater we don't need. It's ramping up a problem that we shouldn't really have. And by the way, because you know what? Making the sausage is not pretty. And all the coverage of this is showing us, oh, my gosh, you know, oh, my gosh, they're not agreeing on this. And then they don't want this, and then they don't want this freeze, and they don't want that reduction. And guess what? It's always – the sausage making has always been – not pretty. It's always been bad, right? And so that's part of the problem is that they want to take the making of the sausage and make that the most important aspect of this, and then sort of try to emphasize how terrible everything is. But we'll see. But now we've got to June 5th to keep making the sausage, right? And eventually, so will it be sausage by June the 5th? I just don't know. But we shall see. Of course, when everybody comes back from the Memorial Day weekend break, there's got to be some movement, and they've got to be watching these polls. They've got to be because, as I've said so many times, you know, people have a kitchen table budget, and they know that they have to do something. They can't just open up more credit, you know, and just keep going up and up, and then finally, see, it'd be akin to your debt service on credit cards, and all the credit or mortgage that you have and so forth just far exceeds anything that you ever take in. I mean, that would be really bad. But for the Democrat Party elite, that's just Tuesday. And it's not something I think that they really take seriously, because, again, it's all about the messaging, all about the messaging. All right, folks, don't forget the telephone number, 1-877-969-8600, if you'd like to call into the program and opine. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, I'd love to hear from you. And as we roll through this hour of the program, we'll be coming up here in just a few moments on our second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And after that, we'll be talking with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. And she's going to have a lot of interesting things to say, I think, not only about the debt ceiling negotiations, but many of the other topics that we have in store for you. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming up at the tail end of the next segment, and then with us for the full half hour of hour number three of the program. And again, we do want to hear if you have any Memorial Day thoughts or insights or something you'd like to share with us about this very, very special day in our calendar year that we set aside to remember those who have fallen for our country. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. There is more coming up. Sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that. Folks, yes, we are going to get ready for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. My name is Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in this morning for Captain Matt Bruce, the host of the program, of course. And we talked to Captain Matt Bruce in hour number one of the program. We're going to be talking with him again on Monday morning as well. And, you know, I thought before we got right into the weather report across the nation, I thought I'd give you a little weather report here for Tampa Bay. Because I'm in Tampa Bay right now. I got to tell you, I have enjoyed my time here in Tampa Bay this week. I've met a lot of great people. Everybody's been so nice to me. Everybody has made me feel so welcome. It has just absolutely overwhelmed me, and I am just very thankful. And I really hope that I can return very, very soon. I think that I will be hopefully very soon. I'm going to be heading back to California over this Memorial Day weekend. Yes, the busiest travel time of the year, it seems like. like right now. But that's okay. And we're going to be back live here on the program on Monday as well. So I'm looking forward to that. But again, I just want to say thank you to everybody. And I'll have more to say about this as we go through the program. But Tampa Bay is beautiful. John was taking me around earlier today and showing me all around Tampa Bay. And it was nice. It was sunny. We still got some rain coming through, which was okay. But I got to see everything kind of in the sunshine. And that was really, really something. I really appreciated it. And I know that I'm going to be coming back to explore Tampa Bay, Tampa even more here in the near future, I hope. This from the Tampa Bay Times. Lather on that sunscreen and grab a hat because it looks like it's going to be a sunny Memorial Day weekend. After a couple of days marked by some much-needed downpours, that's what everybody's telling me, too. Oh, yeah, yeah, this last year this time wasn't doing this, and now we need this. So I got to see the big storms, too, which was really quite awesome, I'll tell you that. And some slightly severe weather that was there, of course, according to the article. The weekend is shaping up to be picturesque in Tampa Bay. So that's great. So that's to start off our weather report this hour here on the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Okay, so let's check it out. We still see that frost advisory. This is up in southern New York State, dipping down into northern Pennsylvania. And we'll check this out. There's a place called Warren, Pennsylvania. What do you think about that? This is where the frost advisory is going to be. It's going to go all the way east over to a place called Towanda or Herrickville, so you got an idea there, and then down towards Renovo, and then up into southern New York State. This is going to be up near a place called North Dansville, and then over towards Frankenville, it looks like, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and that's where you got some frost advisories going on right now. Then, let's see here, we've got more of the severe thunderstorm watch, and this is going to be along I-40 near the border of New Mexico and Texas. This includes Tucumcari. It's going to go south down towards Clovis, all the way down to Hobbs, not extending over to Roswell, so we don't have to give our obligatory warning to all alien spacecraft for navigation issues. But the aerial flood watch north of Tucumcari going on there, so you want to be aware of that. Also, let's see here, up in northern Montana, northeastern Montana, we have aerial flood watch going on there, so you want to be aware of that. I think we even have some rain on the radar map up there since last hour. Checking that here real quick. Yes, a large band of rain going all the way through central Montana, heading northeast through Glasgow, that's U.S. Highway 2 up there, up and then just into North Dakota. Then on the border of North and South Dakota, bands of some moderate to heavy rain around McIntosh down towards Timber Lake down to South Dakota there. And then, of course, as we talked about last hour, where we have this severe thunderstorm watch, looks like a lot of that rain is going to be on either side of I-40, south of Amarillo in Texas, north now of Tucumcari in New Mexico, and then on up through parts of Oklahoma and into parts of southern southwestern Kansas right now. So definitely be aware of that. Don't forget, folks, that the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. You want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You're going to find out all about the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to find out how it's going to save you money. You'll find out how you're going to be able to earn points, and you'll find out how you're going to get some great offers simply by joining up with the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it for your iOS or for your Android operating system, and you'll start finding out again all about the great things that they have to offer. RVers, if you're starting to head out on the highways and byways, check out pilotflyingj.com. Their RV services, they include RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. And right now, of course, you can also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon with every gallon of gas. If you're a member of the My Rewards Plus app or the My Rewards Plus club, simply by texting SAVE 10 to 26494. That's SAVE 10 to 26494. Do that, and then when you go to the pump, you put in your phone number for your My Rewards, and then you're going to see the prices roll back 10 cents a gallon. 10 cents a gallon, just by texting that ten, save 10 to 26494. All right. Well, on the line with this morning, of course, is our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning to you on this Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I thought we might start out this morning, Denise, of course, and we'll talk about it at the top of the hour as well, but Memorial Day weekend, a time for people to remember the fallen in our country who've given their lives for this country, because without them, truly, 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 we wouldn't have a program like this. We wouldn't have a country.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that. And we don't even know what language we would be speaking over here, you know? A lot of truth in that.
Yes, precisely. Well, and of course, we'll get into more of that. Of course, we'll talk a little bit more when we have a little extra time at the top of the hour. But, you know, Denise, we've now got a new deadline in the, you know, the catastrophic default for our economy that's going to cause a recession and do all this stuff. And they're taking it down to the wire, and certainly as far as making this all into some kind of theater.
Well, I think it's now June the 5th that we run out of money, or we'll get down to almost nothing. But, you know, no one's exactly explained what we default on. Is that a debt payment? Because we got money to pay the debt payment and not run out of money. Do we default on, you know, putting money into Social Security? I mean, somebody needs to tell us what we default on. We haven't been told that.
Well, yeah, but the government keeps collecting money. It's not like suddenly.
Of course.
Yeah, it's all at zero. Your account equals zero. It's not that at all. But I think it has to do with paying on the debt that we incur in order to get a lot of the money that goes above and beyond.
But we have that. We can make a debt payment without hurting anything.
Well, that's right.
We get revenue. The revenue keeps coming in. It doesn't stop.
Well, that's for sure, isn't it? Isn't it? But
yeah.
Of course, if we hit June 5th and they don't raise the debt ceiling, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House has explained to us in no uncertain terms that it will be a catastrophic failure, that it will cause a recession, and that nobody will have done their job. Because
blah,
this is very
blah, 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 blah.
That's right. That's exactly right. And then, of course,
I mean, the House raised the debt ceiling. They voted on it. So what's the problem, Karine? What's the problem, Joe?
Well, I think the problem is that they want to continue to blame somebody. And also maybe even set the thing up that, you know, God forbid there's a, quote, default, and then they can say, do you see what these MAGA Republicans did? You know, you see what they did to us? All I wanted to do was raise the debt limit, and they wouldn't let me. And now look what happened. And then they blame everything about the economy on the GOP, and they're able to then say, look, wasn't us.
Yeah, well, you know, Biden cuts his trip short. That he only visited Japan to come back and deal with the debt, and yet he hasn't been in one of those meetings, not one.
Well, I wouldn't expect him to either. All right, Denise Simon, hold that thought. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news with more on the Captain's America. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.